So when you start to understand that this one is following nature's law, then when you want things your way, which is not nature's way, suffering will arise. That's why we need to understand all this. Then we can accept things as they are. We can see things as they are. Then without duality, without conflict, we can always be at peace. Then we need not suffer. Living beings suffer because they crave. Craving is the main cause of suffering. Craving means you want things your way, which is not nature's way. And because it's impermanent, it is also what we call anatta. Anatta means not a permanent, unchanging entity. We cannot say this is me, this is I. Means there is an atta. It's a permanent, unchanging entity where I can hold on to, cling on to, grasp on to, and say this is me, this is I. Then I can decide what I want to do. But like the physical body, our body and mind, as we know, it's subject to nature. Nature's phenomena, nature's law, is dependent originating. It's not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why we call it the anatta nature. Anatta nature means not a permanent entity that we can cling on to, hold on to. That's why it's non-self. Non-self. It's not self or no self. These are the two extremes. Self means permanent unchanging entity. Through observation, we already know it is impermanent. That's why it cannot be self. That's why it is in between, non-self. So non-self is not self or no self. No self means totally empty, nothing. But there is something. But this one is not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why this one is anatta. So the human being is anatta, but is subject to karma. Whereas the true nature is not anatta. The true nature is actually the unconditioned. You cannot talk about it, you cannot describe it. Although in the teaching, the Buddha always used this word, sabbe sankhara anicca. Means all of sankhara, mind state, mental states, mental activity, they are impermanent. They come and they go. They arise and they pass away. This is. Then sabbe sankhara, all of sankhara activity, thinking, mental formation, mental state away, they will lead to suffering when you attach and cling and you want things your way. And because of that, he said, finally, sabbe dhamma anatta. Here he don't use sankhara already. He used sabbe dhamma. Dhamma means all of sankata dhamma and the unconditioned dhamma. Means dhamma has two. One is mundane dhamma, worldly dhamma. The other one is the unconditioned, supramundane dhamma. Both are still anatta, non-self, empty, not what you think. Okay? So this one is very profound. And because it is non-self, we also sometimes call empty nature or existence. Means whatever arises is not so real, not what you think. When you understand the unconditioned dhamma, you will understand all this. But if you fail to understand the unconditioned dhamma, you cannot understand all this. So these three universal characteristics, the moment you insight into it, you will awaken and develop the wisdom. And this wisdom is what enlightenment is all about. So this one will lead to enlightenment. That's why I say that definition of the meditation as taught by the Buddha is very comprehensive. Okay? So, hopefully with this understanding, you will be able to understand